First Kings chapter 17. Oh, did I do welcome? I didn't welcome visitors? Oh. Well, welcome. Yeah. Well, we want to welcome our visitors. If you're visiting with us for the very first time, we have a packet of information for you. Any first-time visitors? Go over to First Kings in chapter 17. The thing that is very important that I have to really discipline myself with and also keep in perspective is that my labor for making things happen in my life is not in how many jobs I can get. Because I remember a guy came and told me he had 5 jobs and lost his wife. I guess, I don't know, the postman or milkman or somebody. But he had 5 jobs. My point to you is he was working all the time. He couldn't spend any time with his family. And God never intended that. And so what I have to remember is even in receiving offerings here, or when we first moved from Lincoln Pulaski to Madison Street in Forest Park, I remember some of the people just didn't feel led to come. And because they didn't come, you know, I'm looking at the few people that we've got, and then, you know, I'm trying to figure out how am I going to pay the rent that's coming up on first, and so forth. And God asked me something. He said, now, who are you looking at? And I had to really come to grips with the fact that a man is not my source. And when I say that, I mean men or women, I'm saying mankind is not your source. And that is something that you're going to have to really meditate on and get your mind changed, because it's almost a complete mental reversal from the Babylonian system that we have out here today. Because in Babylon, that's all you have. That's all you hear. Well, who you know up there in City Hall or who so forth. Totally different in the kingdom. You need to know one man, the man Christ Jesus, who's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for you. That's who you need to know. And so as I did that, I had to discover the fact that because mankind was not my source, then I slipped into a whole nother category where I'm now part of the family of God. Not just legally, but vitally. That God now is going to take care of me. Totally. And I had to understand that. So I want to make a statement to you. I want you to write it down. That statement is this. That if God is your source, your only source, then however rich God is, so are you. And God owns everything. And what he says, Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine. And now, you are joint heirs with Christ. So whatever he owns, you own. Am I right about it? And so I go out and preach and get my, I'll take a little bit of water. I've been preaching here all morning long, praise God. And go out and preach, and they give me an honorarium for it. When I bring it back home, who do you think I give it to? I give you 3 guesses. The first 2 don't count. Yeah, I give it to her and tell her, hey, put this in the bank for me. Now, my point to you is we share. And I'm saying that when we're talking about God, he's sharing with you. You are part of his family. And he's not expecting him to be rich and you to be broke. Whatever he has, you've got. Isn't that wonderful? That's good news. So my point to you is that this is something for you to consider. He says over in 1 Kings chapter 17, I'm certainly not going to do much with that because of time. But in verse 8, it was a story of a person that this prophet was being used by God to do some things in these last days. And he told the prophet, arise and get to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to take care of you. Now, before that, the birds took care of him. So God can have a bird to bring you some money. Well, hey, he had him bring him some food. If he had to bring him some food, he can have him bring him some money. He had a fish to bring Peter some money. This is the most exciting group I think I've spoken to all morning. But that's all right. That's all right. I'm excited about it. So my point to you is, he said, I've commanded a widow woman there to take care of you. Now that's the last person normally you want to be sent to. Because she has no man in the house, nobody to help with the things that are going on, the expenses and so forth like that. So she's trying to take care of her kids. Now I'm sending you to her. So I'm going to tell you right now, whenever you seek God, get ready for foolish thoughts. Remember what he said? Your thoughts are what? Not my thoughts. If you can just receive his thoughts, you can manifest his abundance. I'll say it one more time. If you can just receive his thoughts, you can manifest his abundance. So what happened? He arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, there was a woman there, a widow woman. He was gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And she went, and while she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. And as she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal and a barrel, a little oil and a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. So this woman had death on her mind. But God is changing that, because he's getting her first to stop the fear. And how many people fear running out? Like I said, this is the most exciting thing. Go and do as thou said, but make me there of a little cake first and bring it to me. And after that, make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of your meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail in the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And as she went and did according to the saying of the man of Elijah, she and he and her household did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. I guarantee you, right now, you cannot tell me how oil multiplied as she poured it out. You can't tell me that. And I can pick this book up and go in this book, and I'll look at the Red Sea, and you tell me how that split. I can pick this book up, and I can go and look at the, I mean, anything in here is beyond logic. So stop trying to figure out how God is going to get you back something and whether this is going to work. That's not the idea. The idea is you just believe the word of God and do what he says, and what God will do is manifest to you and show you that his word is good. His word is good. There was another woman over in 2 Kings chapter 4, and she, her kids about to be taken and put in bondage because she owed a debt. Her husband had died. Well, what did the man of God do? He told her to go take some oil and make it and pour it, and it'll start multiplying, so forth and so on. She did that. And the Bible says, once she paid her debt, the man of God told her to go and live on the rest. So what am I saying? I want to make a statement. Once you come into the kingdom, everything changes. Now you can tap into a supply that has no end. You become as rich as God. Don't try to fight me on this. Just write it down and then prove it in the scripture. It's right there. See, God doesn't have a problem with it because it's covenant. It's covenant. It's covenant. Remember when David asked one of his servants, says, is there anybody else in the household of Saul that we may show hasid to? That word kindness means love. Anybody else we can show love? Because this book is a covenant of love. And the guy, the servant said, well, there's a guy down there. His name is Mephibosheth. And he said, but he, you don't want him in here. He's lame in both his feet. David said, go get it. Got him, brought him in. And then David began to talk to him. Mephibosheth was couching down like David was going to hit him or something. David said, wait a minute. No, hold on. You're in covenant with me. From now on, you're going to eat at my table. I will give you servants. I'll give you everything that I have. You're going to share in it. I'm telling you, come on up and eat at God's table. Because you are a child of His. Your days of struggling, trying to pay bills are over. You can tap into a whole system that has wealth beyond your wildest imagination. Now you give God praise and shout about it. Praise God. This is your day. Glory to God. Well,